Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there, everybody. This is Leslie Gist. I'm here at the Antique E Show, and I'm so glad to be here with just you, the audience. And that's it. We're going to listen to the best of our show from Sunday. We had a great show. It was highly informative and educational. We got a lot of compliments. So I decided to take excerpts from that show and play it tonight so that the listeners who will listen to that show and their friends can now hear it again with me on the line. And only you don't have to listen to the entire show. You can listen to just the excerpts, I think, which was the most popular and got the most compliments. I'll also use this time to tell you who I am. I am Leslie Gist again. I authored the book, The Gist of Freedom is Still Faith. It's based on the Underground Railroad and two brothers by the name of Peter Gist, which is his enslaved name, and William Steele, a black abolitionist. So I'm here to share my story and all the stories that I've learned about while researching the book, The Gist of Freedom is Still Faith. There are several stories I learned about, and I think that they're worth sharing with you, not just through my book, but through this medium called the Blog Talk Radio Show. I can't get everything that I learned and what I would like to share with you in a book, so I felt this was a perfect place to introduce you to people that I met along the way and people that I'm currently meeting that have shared their stories and their expertise. We have professors that will be online discussing various topics related to the abolitionist movement. If you don't know, I think the abolitionist movement was the first civil rights movement, and it's very special because it was a spiritual movement, one I believe that was guided by God to free the enslaved people and to abolish slavery. And as I said in our last talk, that I don't think these people get enough recognition, and I think this show is a perfect venue to recognize all the heroes that are in obscurity right now. I think it's a perfect way for us to lift them up and lift up the good people in history. So first, if you didn't listen Sunday, we started off with Judy Bell Raines. Judy Bell Raines is a television host. She's an educator, and she's a professor at a college in New York City. And Judy is a bookworm, and she's all over the country visiting different book fairs, and I thought she was a perfect match for this show. So I'm going to let you listen to what Judy said when she was on the show on Sunday. So bear with me, and here she is.
Okay, Leslie. Well, as you know, the Book Expo America comes to New York City once every 3 years. And this year, of course, is at the Jacob Javits Center. And it's going to be a big, big event. The Jacob Javits Center, for those of you that don't know, it's at 655 West 34th Street off 11th Avenue. And if you're a bookseller, a bookstore person, an educator, a librarian, you could come in for a one-day pass. It's $80. And a three-day pass is $130 to get in. And once you're in, from 9 to 5, all the books are free. Yes, there's going to be over 500 authors at this event, 500 authors. I have no idea how many publishers. This is the largest trade show in the country. Next year, it will be in Los Angeles, and the year after, it will be in Washington, D.C. If you wish to check out the website, it's www.bea.com, and you'll get a lot more information. There will be specific seminars if you're looking to learn how to publish your work, or you want to have breakfast with an author, or you want to have lunch. Those are separate events. But once you get a pass with your name on it to enter that day for the event, everything inside is free. You're not paying for the books. A lot of these books are books that won't be out for 6 months. So a lot of famous authors, Walter Dean Myers and his son will be there. Omar Tyree will be there. I understand Carl Weber. There's even an African-American pavilion on the main floor.
Okay. Judy, tell them what they should bring. Tell them, talk to them as if you were talking to me.
Definitely, if you're coming, if you decide to come and you pay your $80 for a one-day pass to be in there from 9 to 5, I strongly suggest you bring the biggest suitcase on wheels that you can find, the largest suitcase, because people are giving you all kinds of books of different genres, from series. You'll be getting all kinds of cards from people letting you know whether or not they come to schools or churches to speak. Different publishers and what they do. Sometimes you get T-shirts, sometimes you get canvas bags. So you're not allowed to bring your suitcase on the floor. There's a section where you check, where the bags are checked, and they give you canvas bags, similar to when you go into the store Old Navy. You load up, and when your shoulders get too heavy, everybody, just go to the main area and fill your suitcase up and then go back on the floor.
Caller 757, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jerry Butler. How are you?
Great. Jerry, this is, of course, your dear friend Leslie.
How well I know. And, you know, I just wanted to say, Judith, you know it's indeed a pleasure to be here on this monumental day with Leslie. And also, I just love hearing you disseminate all that great information about the event that's going to be happening in New York. And right now I'm looking for a suitcase to see how I can get on that floor and give me all the books I can.
I hear you.
Okay. Now,
a member of Sugar and Spice Book Club, www.sugarandspicebookclub.com. I'm trying to remember, .com and .org, .com. We have an event site, and we have the listing there of the Jacob Javits convention, the book convention, the Harlem Book Fair, which is July 18th on 135th Street and Malcolm X Boulevard from 9 in the morning till 6 p.m. And, of course, before the 18th, the 17th, they have the Wheatley Awards, the Phyllis Wheatley Awards that evening, celebrating the latest in literacy. So you have that event, and you have the National Book Club Conference in Atlanta, Georgia, which is an outstanding event. It's that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, August 1st and 2nd. I suggest people come down on the 31st to Atlanta. It's in the Marriott, downtown Atlanta, up the street from the Gladys Knight Waffle and Chicken Restaurant.
Hmm.
And they will have Patti LaBelle. You will have an honoring of Dr. Cornel West. You will have a number of well-known and new authors coming out to speak to the book clubs, to speak to people that are avid readers, to let them know what's out there and what they should be reading to be in touch.
Now, Sugar and Spice, is that S-U-G-A-R-A-N-D or S-U-G-A, okay, Sugar and Spice. Now, have you deciphered whether it's .org or .com? What is it?
It's bookclub.com.
Sugar and Spice Book Club.
Yes. But Sugar and Spice, I'm sorry, I got the card. Bookclub.org.
Okay, that's www.sugarandspicebookclub.org. Now, is there a number for any listeners to actually call if they are requesting any additional information, Judy?
Well, they can call me on my cell, 917-292-9810. They could also email me at my own website, which is my name, Judy, J-U-D-I, as in Judy, Bell, B-E-L-L-E, R-A-I-N-E-S, at AOL.com. Because
okay.
There's so many book events. We just missed the book event that was in Texas recently, the Black Book Festival, which I believe this is their fifth or sixth annual festival, and it was held in Houston, Texas, I believe, and there were a lot of authors there, and there was a lot of success last weekend. That want to collect rare books. Some people are into collecting rare books, or they're trying to get books that are out of print. Strand Bookstore on 828 Broadway in Manhattan on 12th Street is a great resource for buying new, used, and rare books, and they're reasonably priced. I went in there the other day and bought a book for a quarter. I mean, it's unbelievable. The resources that we have at our fingertips that many of us aren't aware of. And, of course, you can email www.strandbooks.com, and you can ask if they have a particular book before you go down there. Their phone number is 212-473-1452. The email is the website, strandbooks.com. The address to get there is 828 Broadway on 12th Street in Manhattan, New York.
The phone number
is 212 473-1452. And in under one roof, you have 8 piles of new, used, and rare books.
How much?
How much did you purchase that book for? We want to hear that again.
Poetry book for 25 cents. I mean, you know, they've got it all. The price range is just, it's unbelievable. Then you've got the Gotham Bookmark, which reopened on 16 East 46th Street. And their phone number is 212-719-4448. It's called the Gotham, G as in go.
Yeah,
O
I got that.
C-H-A-M, Bookmart. It had closed, it used to be on 1747th Street. Now it's reopened at 16 East 46th Street. The phone number there is 212-719-4448. They, too, are known for their used and rare books. If you're trying to get first editions by, I'm a Richard Wright, Langston Hughes, Dr. Maya Angelou fan. I got a lot of Richard Wrights on sale, some for $4, first editions, some with $25. The prices vary. These are great places. And if you happen to be taking a course and in the neighborhood of an Ivy League school like Harvard, Yale, Princeton, anywhere around those schools where you see small bookstores, go in because a lot of gems for African American history are right in those stores. Very modest, you know, very low price.
Right, right.
Okay, I think those places are great places to have a field trip.
Listeners really need to broaden their horizons. And again, we're talking about just a few of the places, Strand Bookstore, if you want to look for rare books and also books at a very cheap price. You can even give them a call at area code 212-473-1452. They also have a website that you can visit, which is www.strand. Judith, is it strand.books.com?
Yes.
Okay. And also we have Gotham Bookmart, and you can call there as well and possibly get some information ahead of time, and they can be reached at area code 212-719-4448. Again, that's Gotham Bookmart. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
And just to go back over a little bit of what we've asked, just to revisit some that we've talked to before. You're able to go to www.sugarandspicebookclub.org, where you will be able to actually get an itinerary for the various book events. You've been listening to Judy Bell Rains. She can be reached at judybellrains@aol.com. Also, she can be even reached directly at area code 917-292-9810. Again, area code 917-292-9817. And some of the places that you can look forward to find out about the events that are up and coming would be the one that's even in Atlanta. That's being hosted by, is this the founder, Curtis Bunn?
Yes.
And you can visit that website, which is www.nationalbookclubconference.com. Again, that's www.nationalbookclubconference.com.
All right. Okay, I hope that information will help you out. The books are great. The events that Judy Bell Rains mentioned are great events. In fact, I'll be at the Jacob Javits at the BAE this weekend. I'll be there with my suitcase, looking forward to meeting some great writers and taking pictures and having brunch with some of them. Now, I also have here for you the discussion about Jim Crow and Juneteenth, the Juneteenth holiday. I'm not sure if you are aware of the Juneteenth holiday. We will be celebrating it on June 19th. I'll let the experts, Mr. Tony Chaitin, Mr. Larry Robbins of the Philadelphia Bookstore, which goes by the name of Robbins Bookstore, and we also have Mr. Will Worley. These three gentlemen discussed and explained the importance and the origins of the holiday, Juneteenth Day. So if you have any questions, please feel free to call in. I can address them, and I will pass your questions on to these gentlemen, because I'm pretty sure two out of the three will be on our show Sunday. Today and probably another day this week, I will air excerpts of the previous show, which was Sunday's show, and then on Sunday we'll have an entirely new show with new guests, and we will touch on the Juneteenth holiday and how to get your book published. We'll have a black publishing company called Just Us Books out of East Orange, New Jersey, and we have a few guests lined up for Sunday. But if you missed the show last Sunday, you have to hear these gentlemen talk about the holiday, Juneteenth. Take it out your notebook and your pen and get ready to hear some exciting information that I'm pretty sure your high school teachers never taught you.
Okay. Well, Juneteenth, it's a holiday that was originally started in Texas on June 19th, 1865. A general from the Union Army, Gordon Granger, actually read the Emancipation Proclamation in Galveston, Texas. And from there, it spread from plantation to plantation. And the interesting thing about this particular day or celebration is that it was the Emancipation Proclamation was first given by President Lincoln in September of 1862 and became effective in January 1, 1863. So it was, 2.5 years after the proclamation was given and about 2 months after the Civil War was actually over, when the enslaved Africans, the former enslaved Africans in Texas, got the news, and then the holiday eventually spread as these blacks migrated to other states and areas of the country. It spread throughout the country. So now currently it became an official state holiday in Texas effective January 1, 1980. And there are 29 other states that now have it as an official or partial state holiday. Clearly in the African-American community, it's celebrated, with families, civic organizations, church organizations, and it's commonly, referred to as Emancipation Day for African Americans. And then others of goodwill also celebrate with us on that particular day, June 19th.
Mr. Tony Chaitin.
Oh, hi. Yeah, this is Anton Chaitkin, Tony Chaitkin. I'm the history editor for Lyndon LaRouche's magazine, Executive Intelligence Review. The proclamation of the freedom of the slaves in Texas, which took place by the time when the Union troops took over Galveston, has a very important prehistory, and what followed that was spectacular in its drama and consequences in Texas and throughout for the country. Texas was not taken out of the Union by the people of Texas. There was a coup, a violent coup against the elected governor, Sam Houston, who refused to go against the United States. And he was taken out by the secessionist conspirators representing the power in the state by this faction. During the Civil War, Galveston, Texas, was very important as a place where the British, in particular, landed their blockade runners, and it was used it became a, this element, the combination of the Confederacy and the British, remained an important element long afterwards in Texas, in their politics and in their sort of leadership groups. But what happened is right after the war, there was not freedom in reality for the black people in Texas or much of the South, especially under President Andrew Johnson, who was a real he knuckled under completely to the Southern aristocracy. And so when Congress took over the powers of Reconstruction in 1867, and then when General Grant became president, they put some troops down into the South to help enforce the freedom that was declared at the end of the Civil War. In Texas, there were two men in particular that were crucial in this process. One of them was a black political leader named Matthew Gaines, G-A-I-N-E-S.
Okay, that was the first excerpt. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to fielding any calls. If you have any questions about Juneteenth Day up until this point, I'm here to address them. As Tony Chaitin said, the holiday Juneteenth was an exciting holiday. Matthew Gaines was a part of it. And I like hearing Tony and the experts talk about these holidays. And I hope that your state is going to celebrate Juneteenth Day. I will have a guest on which is instrumental in making Juneteenth a holiday in at least 35 states. And his goal is to make Juneteenth recognized in all states in the country. So let's continue on with their conversation. Each excerpt is about 5 minutes. Again, if you have any questions, feel free to chat it up or to even give us a call. All right, so let's start off with track number 2, Juneteenth.
There were two men in particular that were crucial in this process. One of them was a black political leader named Matthew Gaines, G-A-I-N-E-S. He had been a slave who had escaped repeatedly. He taught himself to read with smuggled books. And it's important to note that there were no public schools in Texas for anyone before the Civil War under slavery. And that was the condition throughout the South. Southern life was totally a decadent society. There was nothing good about it. And so this Gaines became a state senator after emancipation under the protection of the United States in the Reconstruction era, and helped to put into power in Texas a governor named Edmund Davis, who had been a pro-union Texas leader who put together a Union army unit from Texas. So these were loyal people, loyal to the United States, and the most spectacular thing they did, taking advantage of emancipation and of protection from the U.S., was they established the first public school system in Texas. That is, for the whole state, they began building public schools and training teachers for whites and blacks. White people never had any public schools before this largely black-influenced state government was happening in Texas. Same thing was going on in other states like South Carolina. But there was a struggle for power, and especially after this terrible U.S. President Rutherford Hayes got in, he took the troops out of the South. These people were overthrown in Texas. There were false charges put in by the Klan elements against both these people, and Gaines was thrown out of politics, and the public schools were closed. And the public schools in Texas really never came back into existence in any real sense until the time of Franklin Roosevelt.
Anyone on the panel have anything to add to what Tony is saying?
Yeah, this is Larry. All of public education was founded at the Civil War at this point. I mean, you know, people don't think about it, but so much of the struggle for black rights has benefited poor whites. I mean, things like public education didn't exist for anyone until Reconstruction and the attempt to to supply public education, but the public education was for everyone, black and white.
Right.
The real scandal is if you go to the Texas government websites today and look up these people. Yes, they have a public celebration of the Juneteenth, but in fact, if you look up Matthew Gaines and if you look up Texas Governor Edmund Davis, you'll see that the same slanders that the Klan did against them in those days are still up there. They're the official history, which is totally false.
Okay, I have that's a great segue in for Mr. Larry Robbins. You mentioned in our earlier conversation that you had a book about Jim Crow. This is
it's the same period that he's talking about, where at the end of Reconstruction, and this guy, a very famous historian, Woodward, wrote a book called The Strange Career of Jim Crow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people kind of were thinking that segregation always existed. But in fact, under Reconstruction, there wasn't segregation. And what developed was Tom Watson developed this agrarian movement, and it was bringing together black and white sharecroppers to challenge the big landowners, and what Woodward shows is how Jim Crow was created to divide the black and white sharecroppers and break that movement by instituting a system of racism.
Okay, and what is the name of the book that you're referring to?
The Strange Career of Jim Crow.
The Strange Career of Jim Crow. Who was it written by?
Woodward is his last name.
Woodward.
He's a famous historian.
All right, that was track number two. We only have one left. I hope that you are enjoying this information. As I stated earlier, this is the type of information that you will not hear in your typical history classroom. I hope that you're sharing what you're learning with your friends and your family and your classmates. We like to promote this type of information, and I hope you go out and purchase these books or get them from the library. And with that being said, I will have on guests from various vintage historical books stores. I'll have some owners that will be able to tell you how much a book is worth. If you have a book in your collection or if you're interested in purchasing one, we will provide you with that information right here on the Antique E-Show. We're new at this, so we're still getting familiar with how to upload pictures. And if you have pictures of your books or anything that you think is of value, this is a place to share them. And we'll forward it and have our guests take a look at it to give you an idea of what you have and how much it's worth. I'm a collector of antiques myself and of old books. So without me talking about myself, I know you want to hear more on Juneteenth. This is the last track, and we have 26 minutes before the show is over. And this track about Juneteenth, the Juneteenth holiday, is only about 5 minutes long. So enjoy, sit back.
Where at the end of Reconstruction, and this guy, a very famous historian, Woodward, wrote a book called The Strange Career of Jim Crow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people kind of were thinking that segregation always existed. But in fact, under Reconstruction, there wasn't segregation. And what developed was Tom Watson developed this agrarian movement, and it was bringing together black and white sharecroppers to challenge the big landowners. And what Woodward shows is how Jim Crow was created to divide the black and white sharecroppers and break that movement by instituting a system of racism.
All right, anyone want to add to the Jim Crow conversation? And Tony, I want to thank you for giving us that great information on June 10th, and we're not finished with you. I hope you can stay on.
Okay.
Okay, anyone else?
So in Texas, once the Congress put in the Reconstruction laws and put troops down there with President Grant sending them, then the people in Texas set up a government that was largely sparked by a black politician named Matthew Gaines.
How do you spell his name?
M-A-T-T-H-E-W-G-A-I-N-E-S.
Okay,
who
what did
was
he
born
again?
In 1840 and died in 1900. He was a Republican state senator. He was a state senator in the state legislature, but that was so important because that state, that group of political leaders, with him as the effective leader of the black population in Texas, was the main force behind a governor named Edmund Davis, who had been Edmund Davis, D-A-V-I-S. He was governor of Texas back in that period around 1870. I don't have in front of me the exact dates. But they when they came in, they took advantage, for example, of a law passed by Lincoln and the Congress to set up state colleges. They set up the Texas A&M College. And it's really due to, particularly to Matthew Gaines, and they're trying to set up a statue to his honor on that campus. They never honored him before. But they also set up public schools for the state of Texas. And the former Confederate leaders organized in the Ku Klux Klan tried to stop all of this progress and tried to stop the establishment of a state college or a public school system for white people as well as for black people. They wanted feudalism. So this is a great struggle that took place. And finally, after the U.S. Pulled the troops out of the South under a corrupt president, Rutherford Hayes, who was backed by Wall Street and the British, the Klan element was put in charge again. The old Confederate element was put back in charge in Texas and other states, and they abolished the public schools that had been set up by this great government.
Okay,
so this
great.
Is a very important struggle that with ramifications to our present day.
You got that right. Now let's go back to Larry Robbins. Explain how the book that you highly recommend for our audience to purchase, explain how that ties in to Juneteenth Day and what Tony was just talking about. Larry?
Yeah. I'm sorry. So there's a book called The Strange Career of Jim Crow. And the reason this historian wrote it is because people kind of assume that segregation always existed. And the fact is that the things Tony was talking about took place throughout the country. There were black legislatures in all of the southern states. Yeah, with the backing of the army, there was a total changeover in how things were being run. And there was the beginning of a movement called a populist movement with a fellow by the name of Tom Watson leading it, that was bringing together black and white sharecroppers to organize to resist these huge landowners who had run the former plantations, who, once slavery was over, wanted to maintain the system. And he was being successful, and there was this large populist movement going throughout the South. And what happened is they created this racist, segregationist caricature of Jim Crow to break up this movement to get whites to basically abandon the progressive movement and working with blacks for everyone's betterment. The story doesn't end. I mean, it's the same stuff's going on today, the same thing Tony's talking about.
Okay, we have a question.
Also, just going on today, both in Texas and throughout the country.
All right, the name of the book is The Strange Career of Jim Crow.
Jim Crow, right.
You're speaking to Larry Robbins, Tony Chaitin, the finance doctor, Mr. Jerry Butler. We also have on Will Worley, the historian, high school administrator. All right. Those are the three excerpts I wanted to share with you. I also have some excerpts from various collections in my own private library that I wanted to share with you, the audience. It's about the abolitionist movement. The abolitionist movement is very, very dear to my heart. As I mentioned in the earlier segment, I wrote a book based on genealogy in the Underground Railroad about two gentlemen, one named William Steele, a black abolitionist, which was born free, and his brother, who was born a slave. His brother was left in slavery after his mother unsuccessfully attempted to rescue him and three of his siblings. She couldn't rescue all of them, so she made the terrible decision to have to leave her two youngest children behind, which was Peter and Levin. 40 years later, Peter Gist, he was enslaved to the Gist family in the South. Peter Gist raised enough money with the help of a Jewish merchant and bought his freedom. And only God could tell this story or make this story true, but in his quest to find his mother, Sydney, as he had knew her name to be, he went to Philadelphia, where he had remembered as a little kid her telling them that she was trying to reach Philadelphia. So in his journey to reach Philadelphia, he came across a minister who led him to an abolitionist office, which was being ran by, lo and behold, his own brother, William Steele. He didn't know that William was his brother. And in fact, when William came to help him, they neither one of them knew until William went through a routine of interviewing Peter, as he had done with all the other fugitives he had helped out. Anytime Harriet Tubman would come through the Philadelphia Abolitionist Office, which is called the Vigilance Committee, William Steele would help provide them clothing, shelter, and even provide them a wagon sometimes to take them to their next station. And before he would do all these things for the fugitives, he would sit down and interview all of them and ask them why did they escape, who did they escape from, and if anyone in their family had escaped prior to them, and if they expected anybody to escape after they had made it to the North. And he went along with this interview, and lo and behold, Peter mentioned that his sister's name were Malala and Keturah. And at that instant, William knew that this was his brother, the brother that his mother had been crying for nearly 40 years to have returned to her. Peter didn't take the information that they were brothers too kindly. He was very suspicious of William. He didn't think that this miracle was true. So he made a mad dash for the door, because he had been told that there were also black slave catchers in the North. So it took some convincing of Peter to get him to return and to talk to William Steele. And then they decided that they agreed that they were brothers. And William took Peter to their mother's house in New Jersey on the outskirts of Philadelphia. And the family still lives in that area. In fact, they have a holiday. They celebrate something similar to Juneteenth every year in Longside, New Jersey, and it's open to the public. So if you like cookouts and you like to learn about history and you like to touch old books, especially about the Underground Railroad, I highly recommend that you go to the Steele's Family Celebration. So those are my three excerpts. I have a few, as I said earlier, professional excerpts produced by professionals. And one is about the abolitionist movement, and I have the track right here. It's called Abolitionist Place, and this place is located in New York. And I turned up the volume, so if you're on the line, beware that it may be a little louder. And if it is too loud, I'll turn it down. Thank you, and sit tight.
Abolitionist Place. In September of 2007, Dewfield Street in downtown Brooklyn got a new name. Today, the street sign reads Abolitionist Place, in honor of the many people in this neighborhood who braved fines, imprisonment, and death threats to continue the struggle against slavery. This activity took many forms. Some spoke out from the pulpit, and others hid men, women, and children in their homes while kidnappers and slave catchers roamed the streets and docks. In the 1800s, the harbor nearby was one of the busiest in the world. Hundreds of ships loaded with cotton or tobacco from the south came and went. The ships also carried stowaways bent on stealing their own freedom. Other runaways were brought here by conductors of the Underground Railroad, such as the famed Harriet Tubman. They all found shelter in the neighborhood's churches and safe houses. In addition, they were given food and clothing collected by local women's organizations. It is known that Thomas and Harriet Truesdell, both staunch abolitionists, lived at 227 Dewfield. Some say the homes up and down the block were part of the Underground Railroad. Runaways were hidden in the Bridge Street AWME Church, the first African-American church in Brooklyn, just two short blocks away. A 10-minute walk from Abolitionist Place was the Plymouth Church of the Pilgrims, known as the Grand Central Depot of the Underground Railroad. Abraham Lincoln came to that church, as did Frederick Douglass and Sojourner Truth. The name Abolitionist Place honors all the men and women, both black and white, that made this neighborhood a hotbed of anti-slavery activity.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that information. We also have available for you to listen to tonight a track based on, I think I have it. I'm not sure. I won't say it until I see it. Well, I'll save that for next week. If you visit my website, The Gist, G-I-S-T, of O-S, Freedom, freedom.com. If you visit my website, there is a list of museums. I encourage you to visit these museums. This is the summertime and the holiday. The summer holidays are approaching, and I think we should include in our itineraries for this summer these museums. These museums they're not expensive. It's a place that you can learn more about American history, African American history, and it's a way that you can continue sharing Americans' legacy. I have a whole list of it. I think I have about 50 or 60 museums all over the country, and that was something that was weighing heavily on my heart. So I wanted to share that tidbit of information. I also have on my website a link to YouTube. If you're enjoying this conversation, I have videos of everything we're talking about under Leslie, L-E-S-L-E-Y, and the letter N, U, the letter U, tube, T-U-B-E, .com. That is my website on YouTube. I have a second channel on YouTube under the name of The Gist, G-I-S-T, of O-F, Freedom. So if you visit the two of those websites, you'll get a wealth of information, videos and documentaries on this very subject. And I also love gospel music. I'm a big fan of the Whinings. So once the show is over, and I'll be done in 10 minutes, I think you should take a trip to YouTube and check out those videos. And I think you'll be amazed at the information that I have there for you guys to view. I know there's one very popular video which is featured by YouTube, my video, about a gentleman called Charles Hamilton Houston. He was a mentor to Thurgood Marshall. He's someone like William Steele who really hasn't gotten any recognition in the schools. So if you're interested in learning about the struggle of integration and segregation and Jim Crow, again, YouTube is a place that I recommend that you check out. Not just my video, but there's hundreds of great videos on these very same subjects. If there are any questions out there, I'm here to field them either in the chat room or on the telephone line. And until then, I will play my theme music and I allow myself to regroup. And here we go. That is not my theme music. I can't find my theme music, so bear with me. Now, what else do we have on the agenda? Sunday. Please join us Sunday. I'll have guests here with me, at least three of them, a gentleman, a couple from East Orange, New Jersey. They own a black book publishing company entitled Just Us Books. They will teach you how to get your book published. They will talk about their struggles and their victories in the world of publishing. We also will have a gentleman named Philip Randolph. Philip, I'll call him Philip for now. He is a producer of a television show in Queens, New York. The name of his show is Fade to Black. And a third person we should have scheduled to come on the air is a professor from William Patterson University, a history professor. And he will be talking about his book. So we would love to have you come out. You can always email any questions you have to the show. Our email here is Truly, TRULYA, the letter A, and Joy, JOY, Truly A Joy at mac.com. And that's what we have going on Sunday. We would love to have your recommendations and suggestions. If you have any interest in any particular books or subject, email us, and I'm pretty sure I can gather up a few guests to entertain any questions or any subjects that you would like to talk about. Now I'm going to go back to track number two. We have 6 minutes, and I'll play track number two right now.
There were two men in particular that were crucial in this process.
Sorry about technical difficulties.
There were two men in particular that were crucial in this process. One of them was a black political leader named Matthew Gaines, G-A-I-N-E-S. He had been a slave who had escaped repeatedly. He taught himself to read with smuggled books. And it's important to note that there were no public schools in Texas for anyone before the Civil War under slavery, and that was the condition throughout the South. Southern life was totally a decadent society. There was nothing good about it. And so this Gaines became a state senator after emancipation, under the protection of the United States in the Reconstruction era, and helped to put into power in Texas a governor named Edmund Davis, who had been a pro-union Texas leader, who put together a Union army unit from Texas. So these were loyal people, loyal to the United States, and the most spectacular thing they did, taking advantage of emancipation and of protection from the U.S., was they established the first public school system in Texas. That is, for the whole state, they began building public schools and training teachers for whites and blacks. White people never had any public schools before this largely black-influenced state government was happening in Texas. Same thing was going on in other states like South Carolina. But there was a struggle for power, and especially after this terrible U.S. President Rutherford Hayes got in, he took the troops out of the South. These people were overthrown in Texas. There were false charges put in by the Klan elements against both these people, and Gaines was thrown out of politics, and the public schools were closed. And the public schools in Texas really never came back into existence in any real sense until the time of Franklin Roosevelt.
Anyone on the panel have anything to add to what Tony is saying?
Yeah, this is Larry. All of public education was founded at the Civil War at this point. I mean, you know, people don't think about it, but so much of the struggle for black rights has benefited poor whites. I mean, things like public education didn't exist for anyone until Reconstruction and the attempt to to supply public education, but the public education was for everyone, black and white.
Right.
The real scandal is if you go to the Texas government websites today and look up these people. Yes, they have a public celebration of the Juneteenth, but in fact, if you look up Matthew Gaines and if you look up Texas Governor Edmund Davis, you'll see that the same slanders that the Klan did against him in those days are still up there. They're the official history, which is totally false.
Okay, I have that's a great segue in for Mr. Larry Robbins. You mentioned in our earlier conversation that you had a book about Jim Crow. This is
it's the same period that he's talking about, where at the end of Reconstruction, and this guy, a very famous historian, Woodward, wrote a book called The Strange Career of Jim Crow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people kind of were thinking that segregation always existed, but in fact, under Reconstruction, there wasn't segregation. And what developed was Tom Watson developed this agrarian movement, and it was bringing together black and white sharecroppers to challenge the big landowners. And what Woodward shows is how Jim Crow was created to divide the black and white sharecroppers and break that movement by instituting a system of racism.
Okay. And what is the name of the book that you're referring to?└================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================
Oh, who was it written by?
Woodward is his last name.
Woodward.
He's a famous historian.
Well, thank you, everyone, for listening to our encore edition of Sunday's show. I may hear it again before next Sunday. Next Sunday, we plan on continuing the conversation regarding Juneteenth, the historical black holiday. Again, this is Leslie Gist. You can reach my website at trulyajoy.com or thegist, G-I-S-T, of freedom.com. It's been a great time. Share the information, and may God bless all of you. Bye-bye.